This is the BBC World Service with someone we'd like you to meet.
Hello, my name's Richard Rollison. Well, the Honourable Richard Rollison, actually, but I think most people would know me better as the Toff.
We present The Toff and the Runaway Bride, a radio serial in six parts, dramatised by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy. Starring Terence Alexander as the Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Part 3. No Sleep for the Wicked.
Mr. Rollison, we've had a busy time searching for that cottage.
I can imagine, Superintendent.
And it's been worth it. We found a marriage certificate.
Really?
It seems that Helen Goodman, the murdered woman, was married 3 years ago to your friend Major Guy Lessing.
Good Lord.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I've checked with the Public Records Office.
Well, I'm sure, but why come and tell me about it?
You said you expected your friends to be at Rufus Cottage. Now, I don't know if you met them, but you see, at this moment, I can't think of two people with a better reason to want Helen Goodman dead.
Oh, really, Superintendent, that's ridiculous, if you'll forgive my saying so. I mean, Guy and Barbara couldn't be involved, not with murder. It's inconceivable.
Is it?
Well, I know them. They're friends of mine.
I see. So Major Lessing and his wife couldn't have done it because they're friends of the Toff.
Oh, that's not fair.
But that makes them innocent, doesn't it? No, I'm sorry, Mr. Rollison. I'll need more solid proof than that.
But it could be anyone. Someone in the village. You might just as well suspect me. I was at the cottage this afternoon.
That's right.
Well, I could have killed Helen Goodman, gone to the front door and hit myself over the head.
No, Mr. Rollison. I'm afraid you'll have to do better than that.
Well, what do you think happened?
It's my theory you arrived at the cottage just after Helen Goodman had been killed. You surprised the murderer or murderers, and you were attacked for obvious reasons.
And you think Guy and possibly Barbara are involved?
I do. Oh, I can understand your loyalty to your friends, but we've every reason to believe they were here, in Bain. And that marriage certificate. Well, it's a strong motive.
Superintendent, I still think you're barking up the wrong tree, but it's your case.
That's right. Well, I won't keep you from your bed any longer.
Oh, before you go, as you seem to have eliminated me as a possible suspect, do you think I might have my keys back?
In the morning, Mr. Rollison. After we've had a little chat.
Well, I don't know what more I can add.
Well, you may remember something after a good night's rest, when your head's a bit clearer.
You really don't trust me, do you?
I'm just making certain you'll still be here in the morning.
Oh, well. Good night, Superintendent.
Good night, Mr. Rollison.
All right, Barbara. He's gone. You can come out of the bathroom.
Richard, what are we going to do?
Did you hear all that?
Most of it. Oh. Thanks for not giving me away.
I was tempted. If you were in police hands, at least I'd know where you were. No more disappearing acts.
But that policeman, he thinks Guy's a murderer.
No, to be accurate, he thinks Guy may be a murderer. You're a suspect as well.
But I heard you tell him you didn't believe it could be us.
Barbara, what I said to Reno is one thing. What I believe... Well, there are a few things I'd like to know from you.
You think I did it?
I don't know.
Oh, Richard.
This has been an odd business right from the start.
But listen.
No, you listen. You were married in London this morning. Within a couple of hours, you'd left your husband.
But I'd heard he was already married.
Mm. So he was a dreadful man and you never wanted to see him again.
I told
you. Now, hold on a minute. You came to me asking for help. I agreed, of course, but then you disappeared again. No sign, no word, until lo and behold, you turn up here at Bain, late at night, in disguise. But now you're desperate to see Guy.
I told you I'd had a chance to think about it. I'd behaved like a silly schoolgirl.
All right, would accept the sudden change of heart. But during the time you were missing, the woman who Guy was married to, according to the certificate, and we know now that that certificate is genuine, that woman is murdered. So there are a lot of questions, Barbara, and I'd like to know the answers. Well?
All right. What do you want to know?
Well, you were at the Majestic Hotel. What happened from there? Why did you come to Bain?
Well, you told me Guy intended to bring me down here for the honeymoon. So when I decided I had to see him to talk things over, I thought this is where I'd probably find him.
You also knew that Helen Goodman lived
here.
Yes,
but... Well, you probably won't believe me. I wasn't thinking about her.
Oh, carry on.
I went straight to Waterloo, caught the first train to Winchester, and then a taxi here to Bain.
What train?
I didn't know.
It's important.
About 4 o'clock, I think. Yes.
And a taxi, let me see. That would get you to Bain before I arrived.
Oh, I didn't come here straight from Winchester Station. I was still wearing my going-away dress. It would have looked a bit silly in the country. So I went to a shop in the town and bought these clothes. My disguise, as you call it. Changed in the station cloakroom and left my dress in a locker. And then got a taxi here.
Did you go straight to Rufus Cottage?
I started up the lane. Then I saw the police arrive. And, well, I just turned back. I spotted you later and waited until I could come up here without being seen.
But why did you turn back? It might have been Guy. An accident, you didn't know.
I can't explain. I just didn't want to get involved.
Oh, strange. Did you know why the police were there?
I do now. Richard, you must believe me. It's the truth.
Well, we can check some points of your story if it comes to that. Particularly the taxi driver. He's important. Now, you've told me everything.
I promise you, Richard.
You're sure?
Yes.
You haven't seen Guy since you first ran away?
No.
You didn't see him at or near the cottage?
No, I told you.
Well, I'd hate to think you might be an accessory after the fact, or before it.
What do you mean?
If Guy had killed Helen Goodman, and you knew it...
Well, I didn't know. And I'm just not convinced that Guy killed Helen Goodman. He couldn't do such a terrible thing.
I hope you're right, Barbara.
I know I am.
This hasn't been quite the wedding day you expected, has it?
Can't really believe it's happening to me.
I'm sure. Now, what are we going to do about you tonight?
I could take a room here.
No, not a good idea.
Why not?
The police will find out very quickly. I'd rather we kept them guessing just a little longer.
Well, what shall I do?
Well, you go and put your feet up on the bed. Get a few hours' rest.
What about you?
Oh, this chair's fine for me. I want to sit and think this whole thing through and hopefully come up with a plan of campaign for the morning.
Excuse me, Superintendent?
Yes?
Constable Parker, sir. I was told to report to you here.
That's right. You been up at Rufus Cottage?
Yes, sir.
How are they getting on?
I'm not sure, sir. Inspector Scott's still up there.
I'm going to have a word with him later. Right, Parker. I've a little job for you.
Yes, sir.
We're in for a storm.
Yeah, looks like it, sir.
I want you to keep an eye on the pub for me.
Anything special to look out for, sir?
Did you see the chap we found in the cottage this afternoon? The one who's been attacked?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'd recognise him.
Do you know who he is?
No, sir.
Well, he's one of your upper classes, Parker. Mm. Goes by the name of Rollison, or better known as the Toff. Well?
Don't know him, sir.
Starting to rain. Here, come on the cover, lad. This Toff, he reckons to be a bit of a detective. Anyway, he's staying at the old Rufus overnight. And I want to make sure he stays, Parker.
He isn't a suspect, sir, for the murder.
No, no, he's in the clear. But I think he knows something about it, no more than he's letting on.
Well, I'll look out for him, sir. Which room's he in?
The one with the balcony, up there. Over the inn sign. It's a bit dark, but you can make it out. His car's round the back in the courtyard.
Yeah, I've seen it, sir. Lovely piece of machinery, that.
You could go for that sort of thing. Anyway, I've got both sets of keys. And he wouldn't get far without a car.
No, sir.
You can keep an eye on his room if you stay here, and you'll be out of the wet. I think suspicious, you get at me at the station. They'll be making a bed up for me. Any questions, lad?
No, sir.
Right. Keep your eyes open, Parker. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Barbara. Barbara, wake up. Come on, wake up.
What is it?
Shh, quiet. We have a visitor.
What?
Someone outside the window. Nip into the bathroom, will you? And close the door quietly. Better be on the safe side.
All right. But do be careful.
Yeah, don't worry about me. Right, my lad, let's have you. Oh! Okay, Barbara, you can come out. It's all right.
What happened?
I just helped him in, whoever he is. Draw the curtains, will you, and switch on the bedside lamp. Now, let's have a look at
you. Oh, darling, are you all right? Is he all right, Richard?
Yes, he's just winded. Oh, come on, old man.
Guy, darling.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry about that, but my friends usually come in the door.
Front door's locked. There's no other way.
Oh, Guy, I've been so worried. And now this man...
Not now, Barbara.
What?
Later.
What's this?
But, Richard, I must know about
Barbara,
Guy.
Barbara, will you please keep quiet?
Know what? What are you doing here, Barbara?
She came down to see you. How did you know I was here in Bain?
I rang Jolly. He told me you were at the old Rufus. What's all the mystery?
Guy, do you know a Helen Goodman?
Yes. She's the daily at Rufus Cottage.
Is that all?
Well, she cooks the odd meal, does the laundry, bits and pieces. Why do you want to know?
No more than a part-time housekeeper.
Oh, that's it exactly. Richard, what are you driving at?
Why did you marry Helen Goodman 3 years ago?
What? Me marry Helen Goodman?
Yes.
Is this some sort of joke?
And why did you marry Barbara this morning, knowing that you already had a wife?
This is absolute nonsense. What's he talking about, Barbara?
Would you pass my jacket, please, Barbara?
Here.
Thanks.
You don't believe this rubbish?
How do you account for this guy?
What is it?
This marriage certificate was sent to Barbara at the reception.
My God.
It's why I ran away from you.
It's a fake, of course. Someone's idea of a joke.
The police have a copy. It's genuine. They've checked.
Well, they're wrong. And what's it to do with the police, anyway?
They're up at the cottage. Surely you knew.
No, I came straight here to see you after I rang Jolly. Ah, so that's it.
What?
There's a policeman outside watching the pub. Well, thank God it's a bad night. He didn't see me. Might have taken me for a burglar.
I'm afraid the police take you for more than that.
Well, I'm not a bigamist. You must believe that. I swear to you, Barbara, I am not and never was married to Helen Goodman. Oh,
thank heavens. I knew it. Though I wasn't sure at first.
You can find out for yourself. Go and ask her.
That won't be possible.
Why?
Helen Goodman was found murdered this evening.
What?
And the police suspect you and possibly Barbara.
No, that's not possible. I don't believe it.
The police found a copy of this marriage certificate.
In the cottage?
Yes.
And they think that... My God!
It doesn't look too good for you, Guy. There's no need to panic. Let's take it step by step.
What do I have to do?
You can tell me what you've been doing, where you've been, since you left my flat this afternoon.
I came down to Bain, as you suggested, but I kept going over everything that had happened and got into a terrible state.
Oh, it's my fault.
I hardly knew what I was doing. Anyway, I was just a mile or two from Bain. I don't know why. I turned off the road and went to Winchester. And when I got there, I was sure I saw you, Barbara.
Oh, you probably did, Guy. I was in Winchester.
I parked the car and walked the streets for ages, looking for you and feeling worse every minute. I had a few drinks, which didn't help. And that's when I rang Jolly, and he told me you were here, Richard.
Yes. Guy, when you tell me we're bringing Barbara down here for the honeymoon, I was under the impression, perhaps mistakenly, that you hardly knew the place.
Well, I'd had the odd weekend at the cottage. You know it belongs to Tony Carruthers.
You tell me.
He spends so much time in Paris, he's delighted I'm making use of it. And I convalesced at the cottage after the accident.
And that was how long ago? What, 4 years?
About that.
And this marriage, now let me see.
No marriage, Richard.
Well, this supposed marriage, 3 years ago?
Are you trying to connect my accident and that ridiculous marriage certificate?
Do you still get blackouts, Guy?
No.
But they were very much a result of your accident.
They stopped over a year ago.
No hint of any since.
No, Richard, I told you.
Darling, you do get those bad headaches from time to time.
Damn it, are you two in league against me?
No, Guy. We're just trying to help.
Look, I do not have blackouts. I was not married to Helen Goodman, and I did not kill her. I mean, is that plain enough for you?
It is.
I believe him, Richard. I really do. And do you think Guy would attack you, of all people?
What's this?
Well, whoever killed Helen went for me, hit me over the head. I have the scars to prove it.
I'm sorry, Richard. I didn't know.
I hope not.
What are we going to do, Richard? Do you think we should go to the police?
You've got to decide that between you, but I think it might be best.
But you're going to help us.
As much as I can, and I'm going to make a start right now. I'm going back to London.
But you can't, Richard. The superintendent told you not to leave. And anyway, he has your car keys.
And the chap outside.
No, that's no problem when you know how. Now, you two stay here. It's my room, so you won't be disturbed. And in the morning, well, I think you know what you ought to do then.
You don't want to take no notice of him.
But he said I had to go straight home.
Well, what about tomorrow night?
I always wash my hair Thursdays, don't I?
Excuse me, I'd like a cup of strong tea, please, and one of those beef sandwiches. They are beef, I suppose.
But it says so on the label.
Yeah, well, I'll take a chance. Would you have a public telephone?
Yeah, just down the passage.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, come on. You can wash your hair Friday.
No, I'd rather do it Thursday.
Mr. Rollison's residence?
Oh, hello, Jolly. I hope I didn't wake you up.
No, sir. I was glancing through the evening paper. Very nice wedding photograph.
Yeah, but no comment about our little inquiry?
No, sir. The police seem to have respected your request for no publicity.
Good. I don't think we'll keep this affair quiet for much longer. Any word from Mr. Lorne?
No, sir. Did you expect him to telephone?
Well, it was possible, if only to say how the police reacted to the blackmail threat.
Excuse me, sir, but I have the impression you are not ringing from your hotel room.
That's very clever of you, Jolly. No, I'm on my way home.
But the police, sir, did they not require you to stay at Bain until the morning?
Yes, but I decided not to.
Really? Was that wise, sir?
In the circumstances, yes. You see, Jolly, the woman I went to see...
Miss Helen Goodman?
Yes, she was murdered this evening.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's a bad business all round, but at the moment I can be more use in London than Bain.
If you think so, sir. By the way, still no news of Mrs. Lessing?
No.
Though Major Lessing telephoned from Winchester wishing to know your whereabouts. He seemed rather distraught. Did he contact you, sir?
No, look, Johnny, can we leave it for now? I'll be home in an hour or so.
Certainly, sir.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, sir.
He can't mind.
It's because of what happened to Sheila, isn't it?
Thanks for the use of the phone. Good night.
Hey, what about the tea and sandwich?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm sure they're delightful. This should cover it. And the phone call.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Fine. Good night to you.
Good night.
All right, then. But you haven't got anything fixed for Saturday, have you?
No, not yet.
One, 127 to base.
Base to 127.
A message for Superintendent Reno. This is Constable Parker on patrol at the Old Rufus Inn. I have to report car belonging to Mr. Rollison missing from courtyard. End of message.
Thank you, Constable Parker. Message received. Rather you than me, mate.
Ah, it's good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Jolly. It's good to be home.
Oh, sir, I don't like the look of that head wound. The dressing is almost off.
Oh, it's not too bad.
No, no, we should attend to it at once.
Oh, if you insist.
I do, sir. Then I would suggest a hot bath before retiring.
Yes, well, we'll see, Jolly.
If you'll make yourself comfortable, I shall bring the necessary equipment in here.
Oh, good man. I say, Jolly.
Yes, sir?
Has Mr. Lorne been in touch?
No, sir. I did mention it.
I wonder...
Here we are, sir.
Hmm? Oh, fine, yes. Carry on. Tell me, where do you think I most liked it? Oh!
Ah, that's removed the old dressing.
Yeah, and part of my head, too, I should think.
Now, this may hurt a little, sir.
I'll brace myself.
Ah, well done, sir.
Have you finished?
Nearly. You were saying, sir?
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes. For inside information about Major Lessing, where would you go?
Presumably to Major Lessing himself, sir. Now, please hold your head still, if you would.
Yes, of course. Yeah, but I don't want him to know that I'm checking.
In that case, the gentleman who shares Major Lessing's flat. Major Carruthers, isn't it?
I believe he's in Paris. But the flat in Headle Mews, yes, that is a thought. It'll be empty.
Unless Major Lessing has returned.
No, it's most unlikely, Jolly. In fact, I know where he is at this moment.
Indeed, sir?
Yes, and I think I should tell you. In confidence, of course.
Of course, sir.
Well... Guy Lessing and Barbara are reunited in the hotel room that I left 2 hours ago.
I am delighted to hear it, sir.
I just hope I've done the right thing.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Now, remember, no one knows and no one must know, particularly the police. Now, that flat...
Yes, sir. I think a visit in the morning.
In the morning, Guy Lessing may be in police custody. And I don't know whether or not he killed Helen Goodman, but in any case, we must do something now.
Really, sir? You are in no condition...
Now, if only I thought I could have lifted Guy's keys. It means breaking in, Jolly. Now, you go to bed. I'll be back in no time at all.
Sir, I really cannot permit it. In your present condition and on your own...
Why, do you want to come along as well?
Sir, it will only take me a few seconds to dress in something more appropriate.
Good man. Oh, and fish out the skeleton keys, will you? We're going to break a law or two in the name of justice.
Sorry to get you out of bed, sir, but it had gone when I came round to check the courtyard.
Yes. We don't know how long ago.
No, sir.
He could be puncing around his favourite nightclub by now. Oh, damn.
How could anybody get the car out, sir?
Does anyone exit from the courtyard?
Yes, sir, onto the road. I'd have seen it.
Mm. Let's have your torch.
Yes, sir.
Yes. No way. Wait a minute, that's it. Parker, do you see?
The gate's not quite wide enough, is it, sir, for a car that size?
That's the way he went through, across the paddock into the lane. Brings him out where?
Further up the road, sir.
That's it, the crafty beggar.
Be in mud up to his axles. You think it is, Mr. Rollison?
I'll lay you odds. But we'd better check his room. Right, you go up and knock the landlord up, and I'll have a scout round here for a minute or two.
Here we are, sir. Heddle Mews.
We'll stay in the car for a minute.
You feeling all right, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. Just being careful. Number 3, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
No sign of life.
It's very late.
True. The best breaking and entering time, eh, Johnny?
You still would not prefer to pay a more formal visit in the morning?
No, we haven't time. Is it a cul-de-sac?
No, sir. It runs through into Heddle Street.
That's useful.
And there's a narrow alley at the back of the mews.
What, even better? You've been busy.
I took the precaution of consulting the London street map before we left, sir.
Very wise. Well, coast looks fairly clear. Will you wait here?
I would prefer to come with you, sir. I'm still concerned about your condition.
Very well. Let's go, shall we? Hey, Presto.
Well done, sir.
In you go, Jolly.
Drawing room door to your left, sir.
Oh, yes. After you, Jolly.
Sir, look. Across the room. There's a light under the door.
So Major Carruthers is at home. Jolly.
Yes, sir?
You go and wait in the hallway. I think I'll handle this better on my own.
Very well, sir.
Now, should be a light switch here somewhere. Ah.
Don't move.
Good Lord.
I'm quite prepared to use this gun.
Oh, you have my word, madam. I will not move one inch.
Wait a minute. Don't I know you?
I don't think we've been introduced.
Yes, I've seen photographs of you in the papers.
That is possible.
Rollison, is that the name? The Toff?
Correct, on both counts. How do you do?
What are you doing here?
I came on an errand for a friend of mine.
Yes?
Guy Lessing, he lives here.
I know. Do you usually break into your friends' homes?
Well, I was unaware the house was occupied and, well, it's a long story. Do you think perhaps we could sit down?
Stay where you are. What was this errand?
Well, I came to pick up something for him, something he'd forgotten.
Why couldn't he come himself?
Well, it was rather inconvenient, you see. I mean, he's on his honeymoon.
Don't try to be funny.
The last thing I intend, I assure you. Certainly while you're pointing that gun at my stomach. I wonder...
Yes?
Would you mind answering a question for me?
It depends.
Why are you here in Major Lessing's flat?
Why shouldn't I be? I'm his wife. I'm Mrs. Lessing.
Where the hell is that landlord?
He's not answering, sir.
I'm getting soaked to the skin out here. Come on, man. That ought to do it.
Ah, there's a light, sir.
About time.
What is it? What do you want?
Police. Come on, Parker. Room at the top of the stairs. Right. Mr. Rollison! What the hell with this? It's locked. Let's have your pass key.
Here, Kate.
Thanks. Right. You look at the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
The wardrobe. No.
Nobody in here, sir.
He's gone, Parker. No doubt about it, Rollison took that car.
You had his key, sir.
Must have been another set. They ought to have searched him.
But he's not a suspect, sir.
Not he's involved in some way, I know it.
He could still be in the area.
No, he's gone back to London. Oh, I'll contact the Yard to watch out for him. No, damn it. The Toff's not going to make a fool of me. I've got his address. Get on the radio, Parker. Tell the station to lay a car on as quick as you like. I'm going up to London after him.
Forgive me if I heard incorrectly, but you are Mrs. Lessing.
Yes.
Guy's wife.
Of course. Do you want to see my marriage license?
Oh, no, I believe you, I think.
Look, what's all this nonsense about Guy being on his honeymoon?
Have you seen the evening papers, by any chance?
What difference does that make?
Oh, not a lot, I suppose.
Look, Mr. Rollison, this isn't good enough. You break into this flat and give me a ridiculous story about Guy being on his honeymoon. Wait a minute. Is it ridiculous? Are you trying to say that Guy...
that you have been betrayed, woman? shamelessly betrayed.
Good heavens, what's Holy Joe doing
you,
here?
You, Rose Lessing, have been the victim of a wicked man.
Be quiet, Joe.
A wicked man who married you in Paris, who kept you there while he seduced another here in London.
Joe, you're not making sense.
This man, he knows the truth.
He can't be serious. Mr. Rollison.
Tell her, Rollison. Tell her.
I'm afraid it is true, Rose. Guy Lessing was married in London yesterday.
Oh, no. I don't believe it.
And the wrath of the Lord shall smite us. Death already struck down one sinful woman.
Now, that's enough, Joe. Anyway, what are you doing here?
This poor betrayed woman has befriended me in the past. I come to break the news of her husband's crime.
You certainly did that.
It was you compelled me to be harsh.
Oh, it can't be true. I won't believe it.
Rose, you must be brave.
Oh, no, not Guy. He wouldn't.
There, there. Give me the gun, Rose.
Oh, don't let him take it.
Come on, Rose.
No.
Keep away from that gun, Joe.
Give me the gun.
Joe, my arm.
Let her go, damn you. Oh. Jolly, watch out.
Mr. Allison, are you all right?
Yes, yes, I think so.
Oh, you're bleeding.
Yeah, I must go to Jolly, see how he is.
Bring him in here. I'll get something for your mouth.
Jolly?
Oh. I'm sorry, sir. He took me by surprise. I didn't have time.
Yes, yes, well, let's take a look at you.
Oh.
It's very nasty.
Oh. Shouldn't we give chase, sir?
No, there's no point. You'll be well away by now.
If you're sure, sir.
I'm sure. Now, let's see if we can get you on your feet. Come on, now.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. My legs just won't respond.
Well, hold on to me. You'll be all right. Now, in we go. Just a few steps. Here we are. Over to the city.
Thank you, sir.
Gently does it. That's it. Now, easy, easy. Now, put your feet up and lie back. That's better.
I should be all right in a moment, sir.
Yes. Well, I'll be happier when we've seen to that cut. Look, you relax. I'll go and help Rose.
It's quite all right, sir. Please don't go into any trouble for me. What is it, sir?
Oh, just a minute, Jolly.
Fire police or ambulance?
Get me the police.
One moment, sir.
Police? Can I help you?
Yes. Will you please send someone at once to number 3 Heddle Mews, Mayfair? A woman's been found dead, and it looks like murder.
That was part 3 of The Toff and the Runaway Bride, a serial for radio, dramatized by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy, starring Terence Alexander as the Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Superintendent Reno was played by Godfrey James, Barbara Lessing by Rosalind Shanks, Police Constable Parker by Clifford Norgate, Major Guy Lessing by Alan Cuthbertson, Rose Lessing by Denise Buckley, and Holy Joe by David Graham. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.
And tomorrow, as the number of Mrs. Lessings continues to rise, ironic sort of name really, isn't it? We find even more bizarre twists to this tale.